Proclamation number 5357 of 8th of April, 1952. Union with God through love. My will is and always remains the union of you humans with me through love. Love alone establishes the unbreakable bond between us, and love alone abolishes every separation between us. But you have to kindle love within yourselves. It cannot be imparted to you as a gift of grace. It is solely your own feeling which you have to let become divine if it is still ungodly before, that is, if you are still completely immersed in self-love. Then you must change this feeling into a completely selfless love which will make you happy, because it will already lead you close to me, because you will already draw me to yourselves, and I will no longer leave you until you are so permeated by love that you will feel me myself in your heart, so that I can take abode in you and then remain with you forever. You must establish this union with me, then you will fulfill my will, and then you will also have reached your aim on earth, the union with me, the transformation from my living creation into my child. Therefore I only gave you the commandment of love for me and your neighbor. It is not difficult to fulfill as soon as you have overcome your self-love. Yet precisely this self-love still clings too much to all of you, and anyone who is completely immersed in it can only free himself from it with difficulty, and therefore it is also unspeakably difficult for him to unite with me and to reach his final aim on earth. For selfish love seeks fulfillment in the pleasures of the world. Selfish love prevents giving. It prevents the human being from working with love, and will therefore also be an obstacle to recognizing the Creator and Father of eternity. No one will try to reach me who is still full of selfish love, and thus he will also lack the truth, for there is no light in him which spreads an illusion. In no way can I influence a person who only thinks of himself and has no understanding for his fellow human beings' adversity. Only when he renounces what appeared desirable to him for his own good will he ignite the spark of love within himself and approach me, for love is solely the means of bonding between a human being and me, and a union between us can never take place without love. But it is the purpose and aim of every human being on earth, because the union with me first earns the being beatitude, whereas selfish love drives the human being towards my adversary, who stirs it up evermore and promises the human being everything the world can only offer. But I think of your former life, which can only be blissful in union with me. Amen.